if they had faces anyway. "Can you fight nightmares?" said Tiffany. The chittering noise was getting a lot louder. "There's no a thing we canny fight," growled Big Jan. "If it's got a heed, then we can gie it a faceful of dandruff. If it Disney have a heed, it's due a good kicking." Tiffany stared at the onrushing things. "Some of them have got more than one head," she said. "It's our lucky day, then," said Daft Willie. The Pixies shifted their weight, ready to fight. "Piper," said Rob Anybody to William the Gonagall, "play us a lament. We'll fight to the sound of the mouse pipes." "No," said Tiffany. "I'm not standing for this. The way to fight nightmares is to wake up. I am your Kelda. This is an order. We're heading for those trees right now. Do what I say." "Wee, wee, man," yelled Wentworth. The Pixies glanced at the trees and then at Tiffany. "Do it," she yelled, so loudly that some of them flinched. "Right now, do what I tell you. There's a better way."
"You canna cross a hag, Rob," muttered William.
"I'm going to get you home," snapped Tiffany. "I hope," she added to herself. But she'd seen a small, round, pale face staring at them round a tree trunk. There was a drome in those trees.
"Ach, aye, but," Rob Anybody glanced past Tiffany, added, "oh, no, look at that."
There was a pale dot in front of the racing line of monstrousness. Sneebs was making a break for it. His arms pumped like pistons. His little legs seemed to spin. His cheeks were like balloons. The tide of nightmares rolled over him and kept coming. Rob sheathed his sword.
"You heard our Kelda, lads," he shouted. "Grab her, we're offski."
Tiffany was lifted up. Feagles raised the unconscious Roland, and everyone ran for the trees. Tiffany pulled her hand out of her apron pocket and opened up the crumpled wrapper of Jolly Sailor tobacco. It was something to focus on, to remind her of a dream. People said you could see the sea from the very top of the downs, but Tiffany had stared hard on a fine winter's day when the air was clear and seen nothing but the hazy blue of distance. But the sea on the Jolly Sailor packet was deep blue, with white crests on the waves. It was the sea for Tiffany. It had looked like a small drome in the trees. That meant it wasn't very powerful. She hoped so. She had to hope so. The trees got closer. So did the ring of nightmares. Some of the sounds were horrible, of cracking bones and crushing rocks and stinging insects and screaming cats, getting nearer and nearer and nearer.
Chapter 12. Jolly Sailor. There was sand around her, and white waves crashing, and water draining off the shingle and sounding like an old woman sucking a hard mint.
"Crivens, where are we noo?" said Daft Willie.
"Aye, and why are we all looking like yellow mushrooms?"
Rob Anybody added. Tiffany looked down and giggled. Every Pixie was wearing a Jolly Sailor outfit, with an oilskin coat and a huge yellow oilskin rain hat that covered most of their faces. They started to wander about, bumping into one another. "My dream," Tiffany thought. "The drome uses what it can find in your head. But this is my dream. I can use it." Wentworth had gone quiet. He was staring at the waves. There was a boat pulled up on the shingle. As one Pixie, or small yellow mushroom, the Knack-Mack Feagles were flocking towards it and clambering up the sides.
"What are you doing?" said Tiffany.
"Best if we was leaving," said Rob Anybody. "It's a good dream you found us, but we canna stay here."
"But we should be safe here."
"Ach, the Queen finds a way in everywhere," said Rob, as 100 Pixies raised an oar.
"Dinna fash yoursel. We know all about boats. Did you no see not totally wee Georgie Pike fishing wi' wee Bobby in the stream the other day? We isna strangers to piscatorial and nautical arts, ye ken."
And they did, indeed, seem to know about boats. The oars were heaved into the rollocks, and a party of Feagles pushed it down the stones and into the waves.
"Now you just hand us the wee bairn," shouted Rob Anybody from the stern.
Uncertainly, her feet slipping on the wet stones, Tiffany waded through the cold water and handed Wentworth over. He seemed to think it was very funny.
"Wee wee mens," he yelled,
as they lowered him into the boat. It was his only joke, so he wasn't going to stop.
"Aye, that's right," said Rob Anybody,
tucking him under the seat.
"No, you just bide there like a good boy and no yelling for sweeties, or Uncle Rob'll gie a scalping across the ear-hole, okay?"
Wentworth chuckled. Tiffany ran back up the beach and hauled Roland to his feet.
He opened his eyes and looked blearily at her.
What's happening?
He said.